You're listening to SBS News.
The European Union and Britain ordered their negotiators back to work on Sunday after agreeing to abandon a supposed make-or-break deadline for a post-Brexit trade pact. EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen and Prime Minister Boris Johnson had said last week they would decide whether an agreement was possible by the end of Sunday, but agreed in a Sunday crisis call to go the extra mile.
I had a constructive and useful phone call with Prime Minister Boris Johnson. We discussed the major unsolved topics. Our negotiation teams have been working day and night over the recent days. And despite the exhaustion after almost 1 year of negotiations, and despite the fact that deadlines have been missed over and over, we both think that it is responsible at this point in time to go the extra mile.
Ms. von der Leyen said the talks would continue on without offering a new deadline.
We have accordingly mandated our negotiators to continue the talks and to see whether an agreement can be reached, even at this late stage. The negotiations continue here in Brussels.
EU negotiator Michael Barnier and Britain's David Frost held talks late on Saturday and early on Sunday. They've been alternating between the capitals, but a European official said that for the moment they would remain in Brussels. Speaking for himself, Mr. Johnson insisted that agreement was far from sure with less than 3 weeks to go until Britain leaves the EU single market at the end of the month.
As things stand, and this was basically what Ursula and I agreed, I'm afraid we're still very far apart on some key things. But where there's life, there's hope. We're going to keep talking to see what we can do. The UK certainly won't be walking away from the talks. I think people would expect us to go the extra mile.
Mr. Johnson said Britain would be as creative as possible, confirming that he had sought anew to engage directly with Paris or Berlin, but was rebuffed by the EU. Reports suggested the two sides were exploring a potential deal on how to respond if their regulations diverge over time and threaten fair competition. But the Prime Minister says Britain cannot compromise on the fundamental nature of Brexit, controlling UK laws and fisheries. Without a deal, cross-channel trade will revert to World Trade Organization rules in 2021, with tariffs driving up prices and generating paperwork for importers, and the failed negotiation could poison relations between London and the continent for years to come. Nonetheless, Mr. Johnson sees the UK coming out of this well.
Either way, whatever happens, the UK will do very, very well.
Earlier this week, EU and UK leaders had set a deadline of Sunday for a trade deal decision. Both sides started the lengthy and bumpy post-Brexit talks in March after Britain ended its EU membership on the 31st of January, trying to secure a future deal before the Brexit transition period expires at the end of the year. The European Commission has proposed a backup plan which aims to ensure, among others, the basic reciprocal air and road connectivity between the EU and the UK if the two sides fail to cut a post-Brexit trade deal. European Council President Charles Michel warned Sunday there could not be a deal at any price as Britain and the EU stepped back from the brink and agreed to continue trade talks, although both downplayed the chances of success.
At any cost, no. What we want is a good deal, a deal that respects these principles of economic fair play and also these principles of governance. What do principles of governance mean? In case of litigation, when you have an agreement, litigation could occur. And we must be certain that we can resolve this litigation. This is also one of those points that is difficult, that is the subject of discussion.
Fishing rights have proved to be a major stumbling block. Britain wants to prevent European boats from fishing in its coastal waters. Europe wants its fishing fleet to have continued access to the areas which have been open to them for decades. One woman employed in the fishing industry says no one in the industry wants a deal.
We want a no deal, basically. You know, for us, we just want our waters back. So for a no deal for us, that's just what anyone wants. I don't think there's a fisherman alive that doesn't want a no deal.
On the streets of Portobello Market in London, people were shopping for Christmas trees and food, with many keeping their fingers crossed for a deal to help protect businesses. Quentin Dubadier, owner of French Cheeses in London, owns a shop and several market stalls in the UK's capital, including on Portobello Road. He's worried that the increased tariffs on cheeses will make his business unprofitable.
looking at it and the amount of tax, like if it's like a 30% tax on some cheese, you know, it's like, will the people still going to be afford it? And especially after COVID, like, you can tell, like, well, the rich are still rich and the poor even more poor. So the trade, we don't know how it's going to be, you know, and like if the pounds go down, going to affect like the buying because we're buying in euro. So, yeah, there is a risk that we might close down. Yeah.
The UK government insists that Britain is ready to leave the union and handle its own affairs after 47 years of close economic integration. Downing Street says it has mapped out every single foreseeable scenario for problems after the 31st of December. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.